Tonight's podcast is brought to you by MacWeldon.com, the clothing website, MacWeldon.com. A name so nice, I said it twice. And also Kickapoo Joy Juice. And our new sponsor, the best sponsor yet, the Unicorn Frappuccino.
Yes.
Because we're all gonna take pictures of it.
I'm gonna post it all over my Instagram. So follow me.
Why?
If you want to see pictures of me holding the drink.
Wait.
Yeah.
That segment's over. Guess what?
Oh, fuck.
What? Did you know how much sugar is in that drink?
Yeah. The same amount as a regular Frappuccino.
Yeah, which
so they just fucking headlined
But it's pink. It's pink.
Gotcha.
So you got both sides of the spectrum. Where do you stand? Are you happy with this pink drink, or are you mad because there's sugar in it?
Garrett seems like he's mad.
I'm ready to be mad.
Okay, well, I think join Garrett's train. Garrett,
why are you mad with me?
Why are you
this
so mad?
This podcast is going to be like 12 Angry Men, where I got to get everyone mad to be on the same page. You know, if it's not unanimously mad, we can't leave.
I don't think that's going to work.
Who was that actor?
I don't think you would be able to get Sean mad. He has four kids, buddy. Okay, he's seen it all.
All right.
I don't get
upset. Ready for a good
he's
podcast.
He's hard to get wound up.
I never get mad.
This guy doesn't get upset. Sean doesn't get mad. He gets
guess
even.
What?
Between the hours of 6 p.m. and 7 p.m., I do not get mad.
You know 7:01, though, something happens. You're like a werewolf that way.
We're going to think of ways to piss you off during this theme song.
Need some kind of change.
You guys were joking, but I actually got the unicorn frap this month. This
you tried
week.
It?
I got it this month. I got it this year.
You tried it?
I got it this week.
I honestly never go to Starbucks. That's the only reason I didn't try it.
But you would have?
My social media was either, check this out. They have them, and I got one. Or it was,
yeah, you dumb motherfucker.
So,
did you know these have sugar?
No website I go to really cares about the unicorn frap. So I heard about it late after it had already come out. And I just heard, baristas want to die because they have to make 400, 500, 600 unicorn fraps.
I just heard there were a lot of miserable employees.
In one shift. Yeah. So I went to Vaughn's, shouts out, my favorite food grabber. Mm. And they had a Starbucks in there. And I saw the picture for the unicorn frap, and I was thinking, well, maybe not everybody comes to this Vaughn's. Maybe they haven't run out of it.
Vaughn's is kind of like a mini Starbucks, too. It's not usually full-fledged.
Exactly. Well, so I asked the woman, I was like, do you guys have the unicorn frap here? Hey, I'm glad that woman didn't have a gun to annihilate me and everybody within sight. It was seriously, yeah, we got it. I was like, okay, can I try one? She didn't even say yes or no, just ringing it up. And I kind of laughed to myself. I was like, you guys have been making a lot of these, huh? Yep, we have. It was really weird. And then the girl who made it was other end of the spectrum. She was like, here's your unicorn frap. Be sure to tweet that. Put it out on all your social media.
Oh, my God. She told you
Instagram
that?
Instagram it. She told me. Put it on my Instagram.
They're instructed to tell you this?
She told me to tweet it out. And then she warned me.
They
she's
have
like,
to be.
She warned me. She's like, and all your friends will probably come tracking you down so they can try it. And I was like, you don't know who my friends are. Well, I have no clue who my friends are.
I keep hearing that employees like, I come home and my hands are dyed purple and stuff like that. Like, it just sucks is what I keep hearing.
But hey, why?
The marketing department.
What's in it? I don't know what's in it.
It's mango.
Sugar!
So the girl who handed it to me, she's like, try it. I sipped it. She's like, do you like it? And I didn't even think. I was like, yeah. And then she was like, you do? And then I realized later, I was like, well, yeah, I don't have to just like a drink because it's filled with sugar.
Right.
It was like, mango milk smoothie with blueberry. There's no coffee in it. It's not like a coffee drink.
It's it tastes good.
It's like sort of a sour.
It's like a milky mango sour blueberry slurpee almost, or smoothie.
I like Starbucks, and I think they make a quality beverage, so I believe that it is delicious.
It's not delicious, but it looks cool.
Okay. And it does, it definitely does look like a work of art.
And it passes the taste test in the way where, like the double down, you could eat it. I wouldn't say it was delicious, but I didn't throw up.
I would.
All right, well, you would love the unicorn frat.
The gripe I have.
I want to see you real quick. I feel like of anybody who goes for the gimmick food, you're the king of that.
He is the king of the gimmick food.
Seriously.
He's the influencer himself.
He is the
influencer.
I would love this. If there's any artists, it's been a while since I put a call out, but I'd love to see like Rocco on a throne with like the Double Down and the Doritos taco.
The Diablo Shrimp Burrito.
The Diablo Shrimp Burrito, oh, the Unicorn Frap. Just kind of like all the ephemera of the gimmick food.
Yeah.
And then
wash it down with a unicorn.
That's right.
Except... one problem. I'm never going to have one because guess what?
What?
Starbucks is corporate.
But is Starbucks corporate? That's the question.
So when on Tuesday when I say that,
you know what though? For real,
fucking Starbucks, fucking corporate,
fucking working man's supposed to do. You gotta want them Starbucks
corporation.
I walk out and they were $8 for a cup of coffee. I walked over to one of them International House of Pancakes. I walked out of that fucking stuff!
Wait, pancakes or pancakes?
Pancakes from Starbucks?
A fresh piece of fucking brown cake!
Anyway,
when I say that it's corporate,
yeah.
On Tuesday,
yeah.
Like a Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, video. Dude.
Like have art. You know what? No. What's a better version of Rage Against the Machine? Muse. No. A Muse video. No,
stick with Rage Against the Machine, but get a cover band. Hopefully it'd be great if it was like some high schoolers covering it.
Okay.
Because they're the least corporate.
There is that a famous video that choir doing Rage Against the Machine.
No, that's fucking high stupid.
That's too
high. That's a high school like marching band doing it.
It needs to rock.
No.
That band was actually called Suckin' the Machine's Dong.
Well, they've already seen it at this point. Dongle. This is Tuesday, so
I made it school friendly.
But yeah, you got it. You got it.
Yeah. Yes. You can cut out all this description. Just show it.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, you know, you don't need it because you're going to see it.
Right.
I said keep the description in. Then show it.
Well, show it after that.
I'll show it now. Two.
Because it's kind of like a commentary. It's kind of like director's commentary. Yeah, how do things come to be?
Play them side by side.
Yeah.
Perfect. And we're back.
Everything we're describing, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a great week for Mega 64. Last week, we talked about it on the podcast a little bit, but now it's actually out. Well, actually, it was out last time.
But for moments.
Yeah.
Like a few hardcores out there. You know what I'm talking about, all you hardcores.
Mm.
You saw it, but everyone else hadn't. And now everyone on Earth has seen it. Our new video, the Games Alive podcast, episode one. It's actually out. It's had a week for the public to consume it. It's had a week for Hollywood to take note and kind of put it in the books. And the numbers are in, and they're terrific. Ladies and gentlemen, we had a hit weekend and a hit week.
Yeah.
Should we?
I felt like the overall response was everyone was in disbelief. Whether good or bad, they're like, I can't believe you did this again. I can't believe it.
2017. You got
2017.
Another piece of Games Alive content.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I didn't know I wanted it so bad.
Now you guys have actually seen it.
I felt the exact same way.
If you would have told me on paper.
I didn't know I wanted it.
On paper, I would have been like, ooh,
I didn't realize it had been so long. Good.
It was like 7 years.
I feel like if we just did it one recently.
It's a bummer when 7 years ago just feels like 2 years ago.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah,
yikes.
I was talking to somebody recently about, this is going to sound like a tangent, but it's about this, that Queens of the Stone Age like put out a little teaser for like, I think they have a new album coming out.
Oh, okay.
Which
is
great. And someone told me, they just put out a new album. That was 4 years ago.
And we saw them live,
And so, and then I think it was Jason I was talking to, and he was like, well, it's been... Yeah, I mean, I guess we're used to long waits between albums because before that, it had been like 6 or 7 years. I've been alive that whole time? Oh my God, I'm getting old. You know, so that was my revelation this week.
Jesus.
And Games Alive was similar too. It was
we
just
need
like
a Logan's Run situation where, you know, you get too old, they just off you.
Yeah. Hey, careful what you wish for. You just might get it. Show this on Tuesday if you can, because we don't have it ready.
Okay.
And now I'm scared.
McDonald's showed their new uniforms.
Okay.
For employees.
Oh yeah.
They are like uniform gray with a white M. It's like my thought when I saw the image was, so the Empire is like, we're just becoming the Empire.
It looked like Star Wars, like Death Star suits.
Yeah. Whoa. I just saw I'm not even saying they're ugly because the current uniforms are already
apron?
Ugly.
Yeah, what is that? Is that an apron in the front?
Dude. Welcome to the future.
That looks like the Empire.
They stuck the giver. Out of
those guys look like the enforcers from Equilibrium. Like, if you can't pay for your burger, they start doing across the fucking room.
Fuck yeah.
Like, some kid is bullying people in the ball pit and fucking Christian Bale comes out.
Yeah.
Guns blazing.
And then they bring back the McRib and they learn to feel again. Mm. Anyway, so somebody pointed out a picture of Logan's Run, and it actually all their uniforms. It was actually the closest.
Nice, wow.
So anyway, that's why I thought of Logan's Run.
Well, if you had nothing but a diet of McDonald's, you probably would die upon turning
about
18.
30.
So I think that works out. Oh yeah, 30. They were going to reboot it where it was 18.
Yes,
but that never happened.
And it was going to have Ashton Kutcher. That would have been good.
That seems like they're just trying to clone the other Time movie with Justin Timberlake.
What?
Didn't he have a thing where you were running out of time?
Yeah, and like you bought things with time of your life.
Isn't it funny how Justin Timberlake hasn't made another movie since then?
You know, I think he put out that big album.
He did Trolls.
He was the voice in Trolls. Yeah, he did his last album, and I think it did really well. And he's just
that guy doesn't need to do anything else.
Yeah, he's like really sitting back from the acting and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, we were talking about a Logan's Run thing. Why were we talking about
time?
We were going back to how long it had been since the last Games Alive. Yeah.
That's so anyway. Right. Games Alive is out. Check it out. It was a fun video to film, especially the final chapter of the video. That was a lot of fun to film. And I had a good feeling when we were doing it. I knew it would turn out funny because, you know, sometimes you're in a situation where you're having such a good time and you just know that energy is going to transfer over into the video.
Yeah, sure.
So all that box stuff, I'm really proud of. I think it's a funny segment.
We called Brian over, like, hey, you doing anything right now? We need you to throw water on us. He said, like, after that, he's like, I don't think I've had that much fun filming ever. That was, like, the most fun. Yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, doing that box part, honestly, just going into it, my only thing was I just didn't know. Because that was an idea Derek had a lot of thoughts about. But I was like, I thought it was funny, but I don't know how you're going to execute that. Like, how is that going to look good at all? And we kind of did. I mean, we kind of... The way it was constructed, I don't know. Once I saw the footage, it was like, oh, it really does look like we're in a big ass box.
Oh, great.
But it really was pretty low key how we filmed it.
Yeah.
Like, it was very
if you're wondering how we did that, Sean went to, where did you go? Post office?
No, I went to a place.
Post office supply. Post office supply
box,
store?
A box supplier.
A box store. And you got the biggest box they had on site, which was a 3x3.
Yeah.
We got three of those and we kind of opened them up and took these really big boxes and made kind of like four walls, three walls, a ceiling, and a floor of a much larger box. And then it was just Kevin standing right next, like right in front of it, just kind of like swaying the camera, flipping it upside down. And then Brian with a reflector, just reflecting on us, making it look like light was passing by.
And that worked so good.
That was fun. And then the next day, just got a box, put a bunch of paper towels in them, and drove all around San Diego, throwing it off every big hill we could find.
It was great just walking out in the nice sunshine and wilderness. And all right, let's throw a box off that. I don't know if you'll see it so there will be behind the scenes. We'll put them out this week. There's really fun behind the scenes on this. Not only of this stuff, but also us eating the buffet crate and smoking cigarettes. So you can't lose.
I want to see more cigarette crate behind the scenes.
That'll definitely be
you lighting?
Rocco, we said this. Rocco got addicted to cigarettes.
Yeah, he did.
There was a moment where I was like, all right, cut. Put the cigarettes down.
Yeah.
He committed to the bit. It was
I've never done that. And I was like, you know what? I'm this far. Let's see what this is about.
Start hanging out at casinos.
And, you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was very surreal just
walking in and out of the room and seeing Sean and Rocco sitting on the floor cross-legged smoking cigarettes.
These look like children.
It was just fucking surreal. Sitting cross-legged, just like handing cigarettes back and forth. And I'm like, where am I?
But yeah, so you'll see a lot of that in the behind the scenes. But going back to us filming out in nature, we're throwing the box, we're putting it in the river and trying to get it to go over the waterfall, which you'll see had its own share of difficulty.
I bet.
All science goes out the window when you float a box to the edge of a waterfall and it flows back towards you. I could see Sean in his head. I could read his mind during that. He kept trying. Sean is like on the ledge trying to trying to get a box to go over a waterfall, and it keeps going back to him. And in his head, I know Sean was thinking, okay, if there's a God, he's fucking with me. If there isn't, this is not following any rules of science, and I'm going to kill somebody. I don't know what else to do.
I don't get it.
So anyway.
That's all in the BTS.
You'll see behind the scenes. Yeah, but I was going to say, I don't know if you'll see this in the footage or not. Maybe you will. I love filming stuff in nature where we do something like that. Like, we always clean up after ourselves.
Yes.
You know, it's one box going down the river. Okay, and then we got it out of the water. I should say, you did a great job getting it out of the water. I don't want to take any credit.
Thank you.
But, you know, or like, let's go back even a decade or more. We did the Prince of Persia video where I had to, where Derek had to throw a bottle. And,
right, yeah.
But we got it back.
Sure.
Whenever you film something like that in nature, you will always have the nature hippie over your shoulder watching you film going, you're going to go pick that up, right? It's going to go get that, right? It's going to go pick that up, right? He's going to go get that.
Of course.
So as soon as we started floating that box down the river, I'm like, all right, who's going to do that? And sure enough, these people started walking up. What's going on with the box? Are you going to get the box out of the river? Are you going to pick that up out of the river? Are you going to pick that up? Are you going to get that out? Are you going to pick that up? Yeah, once we get it, we're out.
Here's the thing. It's like when we were 18, sure, you're an adult. Now people are talking to us like, hey, I'm a fucking adult too. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I'll get the fucking box out.
It's not like we're 14. Yeah, it's like, don't worry.
A little bit of a tangent, but the other day, I was at a soccer practice for one of my kids, and I was walking around, and some coach started yelling at me, like, hey, you can't do that. And I'm like, you're fucking talking to me? Fuck off. Yeah, what do you ever want to do?
What were you doing?
I was walking on, I was like bouncing on a wall. Like, nothing crazy. Just like walking on a wall, bouncing on a wall.
I think
Hey, honestly, the wall was like this high off the ground. I was just walking. I was walking around, listening to music.
The same way your dad did for years.
Hey, why would that guy yell at a 14-year-old for doing
that? Not why I was doing it, which is, I was just fucking around. I was bored. But who the fuck are you to yell at me? Fuck off.
The same thing happened to me. I was at a store 2 days ago, and this woman's like, quit knocking stuff off the shelf. And I'm trying to pick up all the legacy Power Rangers and space figures. And I'm like, I'm a fucking adult.
Quit knocking stuff off the shelf.
I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Well, what did you say to him?
You had me.
What did you say to him?
I said, okay. And then I kept going on the wall.
Fuck you.
Nice. And then what did he say to you?
He walked away because he's a fucking child talking to me.
He was younger
than me. You don't tell me what to do. I don't care what
he was younger than you?
I think.
Oh, whoa.
But you know what, though? Some people in the chat are saying we look young, though.
That's what I was going to say.
I'll take it.
Sean, especially like now, baseball cap, jeans,
I think
jeans,
from behind, I'm wearing these like skinny jeans, which I'm probably too old for. You know, I get it.
You're not too old for anything.
But you know, like... Fuck you.
Age's number.
Anyway.
I say no rules.
So that's fine. This is going
to
be good.
I don't know if is there anything else to say about Games Live?
No. We picked up
No, but on the topic of looking young, I watch a lot of like YouTube documentaries of just weird shit. And I see all these people with the most fucked up lives. They're fucking mutants. And then it's always like, this is Sally. She's 26. And I'm like, 20 fucking six? You look like you're 15 years older than me. Do you ever like have that experience when you're watching shit and you're
time.
What the hell is going on out there?
Some people live hard.
They do.
Some people age fast. Yeah.
They do a lot to their bodies.
I think we're all blessed.
I saw this video from this guy from India who like eats glass, and he was the same was the same age as me, and I was like, whoa. Two different lives.
He's eating glass, you're eating Doritos.
Glass.
Yeah, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yum. You eat salads. He's blast.
Yeah. Side note. What else?
I want to just say real quick. Today, I know I say real quick on the podcast all the time. I'm trying to be aware of it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You got called
today, I put a new episode for everybody who is on our Patreon. Maybe you saw this, but maybe you haven't, so I'm letting you know. There is a new episode. I do them, you know, now and then, once in a blue moon. That blue moon just showed up, baby.
Whoa.
I wanted to give kind of a thank you to, you know, we hit all these Patreon goals, so I want to put something out. A new episode of Blind Box just showed up, and I am really happy with this episode.
You should be.
It's the theme of it is inventions, and it's a tour. I went on a journey through the bowels of Creative Engineering and their factory, which is one man's company in Florida, who created an animatronic rock band called the Rockafire Explosion. But he's got he hasn't just invented that. He's invented all kinds of other things that maybe you've seen or maybe you have not. Or definitely, I would say probably have not. I go through this guy's entire factory of inventions and just look through all of it. It was shot like late at night in a strange warehouse in Florida, and it just adds to the atmosphere. Everything's real shadowy, and it was so much fun.
I can't wait. I've heard you talk about this because you filmed this a while ago.
Yeah.
This is out finally.
Yes.
This is the guy who, like, I saw on YouTube someone had made the band play, like, Nine Inch Nails songs.
Yeah.
He takes submissions from
Fans who have done that. There are fans who have done that because
they own other.
There are super fans that have bought the whole set of, like, the whole.
Off of him. I mean, he makes them.
Or they've gone to restaurants that had one and didn't want it anymore, so they bought it and repaired it.
But essentially, it came from him, from this.
At some point. He made them all. They all came from his factory. At some point. So some of them on YouTube other people have done, but some he's done. I could be wrong, and maybe I am. I think he did do the Nine Inch Nails
one. I think he did too.
I think he did that himself. So, but you'll see some of the stuff in there. One of the things, actually, so we put up this whole episode. It's up on our Patreon right now. But just on my personal YouTube channel, because it didn't really fit in the episode, I put up, he had the band play the entire Abbey Road medley.
Are you serious?
Holy shit!
From Abbey Road, yeah. I put that just by itself on my personal YouTube channel. That's just free. That's out there. You can watch. Wow. And if you like it, hey, check it out. Check out the actual documentary on the Patreon. I don't know. Hours? I don't know.
It was just the two of you guys?
Yeah, there are a few of us.
Well, and a bunch of fucking animatronics.
Yeah.
go to patreon.com/mega64. We're the dollar if it makes you laugh. That's what we always say.
Yes, I really think you'll enjoy it. I really think you will.
Yeah, exclusive videos available on our Patreon. And also, hey, you may not know this, we have an archive channel. So if you get tired of all the shit on our YouTube channel, we have a whole second YouTube channel where you can see podcast after shows and the Garrett Poorly Played stream, which just had a new
Garrett
episode.
The Poorly Played stream.
Is it just the Poorly Played stream featuring Garrett Hunter?
AKA DJ Disc Jockey. Mm. Yeah, is the full title. But yeah, PPS for short.
Episode 217 just came out.
It's crazy. Yeah, 217.
What did you play this week?
A bunch of old, I think they were Gamer Pro demo discs. Like
what?
Yeah, demo PS2 demo discs that had
Gamer Pro or Game Pro?
Game Pro, sorry, okay. Game Pro.
no, I honestly didn't know. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, and then I found like an interview from 2003 with Hideo Kojima, and he was dressed like Steve Jobs. He's wearing a black turtleneck, very similar glasses.
Oh, that's great.
Long sleeves. Talking about
trying to muscle in on the Jobs 3. Aesthetic.
Yeah, it was all these 2003 demos. I played a cool like Mr. Rivet Froggy golf game thing. A lot of weird stuff on those discs, and then Valkyria Profile.
Was it a good episode?
Yeah, it's always a good episode.
All right. Well, how does this one rank up amongst the others?
Oh, the best. So it's better than the next.
The best episode he's ever done. So go to the archive channel and check it out.
Audio muting this week. Luckily, we got through with no copyrighted muting.
If you don't know where to find our archive channel, it is linked to on our YouTube channel.
Yep.
So it's all available there.
Yep.
Check it out.
I was just going to say, I wanted to join in on that episode, but we were gone. I was with Kevin and Brian. We were at the Knott's Boysenberry Festival.
Oh, that shit happened again.
It did. And we ate about 8 million.
This is your second year?
I hadn't been to it before.
Oh.
I had heard about it. But okay, never went. Okay. I ate my own weight in boysenberry infused foods.
Wow.
And that's another thing I'll put on my personal channel soon.
Oh, because, 278 pounds in boysenberry in.
You don't know how much I weigh.
I was going to say, I was waiting for the response on that one.
I am 199 pounds of sexy muscle
I pulled that number. I don't even know what that number would be. It's probably high.
Guess what each other weighs, and you should say if they're right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
I know what I'll do it. I'm good at guessing weights.
Yeah, you're the guy at the fair. Go ahead.
Okay. Who should I start with? Who wants
whoever
to go first?
You want. Me and Sean are so polite, it's just going to be like a super polite answer.
I know Garrett. He looks skinny, but he works out a lot. He's got a lot of muscle.
Muscle's heavier than fat, too.
Yeah, so I'm
going to... Well, let me just get mine out of the way.
Go for
it. You were close to mine. I don't know mine exactly, but it was around that. So you might as well skip me, because it was you were actually really close.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he's good.
All right. So I might as well just get that out of the way.
That's just ballparking subconsciously.
Wow. I'm going to say you are honestly... You're tricky. I'll come back to you. Sean...
Yeah. I've gained weight last year.
Dad bod now.
Do you think that's bad?
Yes.
You do?
I don't like it.
I don't think that's bad.
I got it.
Too skinny before.
163 pounds.
Wow. I bet you stay warmer.
I'm 160. That's pretty good.
Oh, really?
Whoa!
That's
pretty good.
How about that? I was within 3 pounds.
Whoa! How about that?
Wow. And you're heavier than that, Garrett. I can tell because you're taller than Sean.
Yeah, he's tall.
You have more muscle.
You got the boots.
I weigh myself nude. Yeah.
I'm going to say you're 178.
You know what? That's so high. I'm really? Exactly the same as Sean.
Really?
You're 160?
160.
No
shit. He's a lean boy.
Yeah. I thought he was packing on the... You guys weigh the same? How's that? Wow. Because
I told you.
Garrett doesn't put on muscle. He's all lean. It's all lean muscle.
It's lean muscle.
Yeah, and I got to start putting that on. I don't have any of that right now.
I'm going to guess Derek's.
Go for it.
No, 290. No, I would have no clue. I'm not good at guessing.
I don't know anything.
Not good at guessing.
I'm not.
You're not as tall as me and Sean, so I'd put you at 160 as well.
Nice. I'm pretty sure I weigh 211.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. That sounds wrong.
Yep.
Well,
I'm like, I have an old janky scale, so I don't know if it, how
often
it is. That does
seem wrong.
But,
yeah, I think your scale's really fucked up.
Because I'm 199, so I don't know how that's working out.
Dude,
don't know exactly how much I weigh, but I'm pretty sure I'm like pushing 200.
I want to do like Eric and Kevin, but honestly, I just wish there were more girls on our podcast to play this fun game with.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Then it'd be fun.
It'd be awesome.
Get some people.
You know, kind of see both sides.
Yeah, right? Anyway.
All right, next podcast, I'm going to be 150.
hey, podcast question of the week. All girls watching this, how much do you weigh? Email podcast at mega64.com and let us know data. All right.
If anybody wants to come up, and especially the girls out there, and I'll just guess your weight at a convention in public, we'll have you stand on top of the table and we'll get everybody's attention.
I'll leave.
Well, he's guessing. He's pretty good.
I'm pretty good. We can make that happen.
Yeah, he's good.
Embarrassing me.
Hey, enough of that.
Okay.
We're not the number one weight loss podcast.
True.
Weight gain podcast. We're neither. We're the number one video game podcast. We're not about gains. We're about games.
That's right.
And
we got confused. I see.
This month, and some good stuff came out. Been playing some stuff. We have some friends that released a game.
Yeah.
Let's give a shout out to these guys. Our good friends over at Bartleby Jones. Our good friend David Jaffe.
Dude.
And his whole crew. They put out Drawn to Death.
Which... is available for free right now on PlayStation.
Is it? I know it's free right now.
I saw some of it today.
On PS Plus, yeah.
Nice. PlayStation Plus.
Just randomly happened to be at a party where the system was on and it was there. And what is this? Oh my God, Drawn to Death. Everyone's been talking about this.
Nice.
Yeah, they were working on that for a long time. I have to be totally honest. I've barely been home and I have not played it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But it's free. So, I mean... yeah, I'm excited to check that. I mean,
it's free.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll be honest too. I haven't played it either. It's currently downloading on my PlayStation, so I'll be able to review it next podcast. But David Jaffe and the whole team over there—they're real cool guys.
Yeah,
they're from San Diego. We go out to lunch with them every once in a while and just shoot the shit, talk video games. We filmed Marcus's corner there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they let us come into their office and film other Mega 64 videos.
Yeah, nothing to do with them. We just film their office.
They're just like, hey, come in. We've got a real cool building that you can use. They're such cool guys. You know,
check him out.
That's what I was going to say was kind of the significance of it to me, was just that they were working on that game when like you said, we needed a weird old building to film in. They let us film our video that we did for Bloodstained that came out with Igarashi. We needed some shots in an old building, and they helped us. This is where our office is, in an old building. So they let us film there, and it was super cool. But it was funny because they were staying. We filmed there at night, and they were having a late night, like real kind of working on their game. And I saw glimpses of it, and I was like, it looks like it's written on a notebook, like the graphics. Yeah. I could not understand it at that time, but I don't think there was a lot of media out maybe quite yet that I had seen.
It's really out there looking.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really is.
Design wise, it's got its own thing going on. It kind of reminds me of, do you remember Madhouse on Wii?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mad World. Yes. Sorry.
Which always surprises me. There isn't a like HD re-release of that.
That was popular. Yeah.
Yeah.
It came out at the same time, kind of, as No More Heroes, and kind of had the same.
Went for the same crowd.
Yeah, sure. And I feel like it was outshined a little bit.
Yeah.
Speaking of that building, too, I just want to say it was a purportedly haunted building. And
yeah,
we had a paranormal experience.
We really did.
And I don't know, like, I'm not going to say we encountered a fucking ghost.
No.
But of all the moments in my life where I think I may have encountered a ghost, that is number one.
Sure.
Hey, I posted the footage.
That's
we
right.
We have behind the scenes blind? Of, look up behind the scenes of our Bloodstained video, behind the scenes of Igarashi. I think the behind the scenes video was called Filming with a Master or something like that. But go watch that. I will never forget. I mean, Kevin, you were there. Because Kevin loves scary stuff.
I was there.
Eric was there.
We were all there. But Kevin Eric likes to push it.
Yeah.
Because he knows no one likes scary stuff as much as him, so he's got to be a little asshole.
Let me set the stage, though. Just where we were. We live in San Diego, and this was the gas lamp section of San Diego, which is the second oldest part of the city
besides Old Town.
Old Town is the original site of the city, and then they moved it to the gas lamp section. Wyatt Earp came and supposedly owned this building at one point, the world famous sheriff. I guess it may have been a brothel. Room where we were at is supposedly the most haunted room in the building, and I believe some woman from that era died in that room violently, suspiciously, mysteriously, and ever since then they've always had issues renting out that room.
They said no tenant will ever stay in there.
It remains vacant to this day.
So Kevin's like walking in it and stuff. Hey, come in here. Let's film in here.
And I was like, oh, fuck, I don't care. I'll go in there. Like, I was in there, like, whatever.
And I go to film them, and a lot of people already know this story, but my phone bricked. I walk up with my phone, and it locked up. Right as I went up to do it, it bricked.
The second he crossed the plane into the room, and the phone went off. I don't know how you explain that.
I'm not kidding.
That's so fucking weird. It did happen.
In case that's a video you never saw, go look that up.
PKE valence is off the chart.
Yeah.
No kidding. Anyways.
You get fucking Kirsten Wiig in this building. Yeah. Fucking tear this shit apart. Yeah. Find out what the fuck's happening.
Figure it out.
Hey, I played Mario Kart 8. On the Switch.
Liar. And you didn't even let me play.
No.
Yeah.
You didn't let me play.
What a friend.
You didn't bring it to the last play?
Yeah, it's portable. Why isn't it here?
You know, Mario Kart's not really a multiplayer thing.
Okay. Fuck.
Well,
it's kind of a single.
He's got the fucking single player thing.
Plus, he was playing it with his friend Mitt, you know, on the plane.
Oh,
oh
Mitt.
Shut up.
Him and Mitt.
Fuck that. I'm not even going to entertain that remark. Anyway, Mario Kart 8 on the Switch. Thank you, Nintendo. Mwah. Masterpiece.
Okay. Is it really
having
great?
Having it, you know Reggie's what? It's ass. The one that was
on. It's Becca. Yeah. Where the fuck did you play it?
On the Switch.
He's got it.
I got a code.
Personal.
Oh, okay. All right. Nice.
So, it's the one that was on the Wii U. Okay. Kay. It's that game.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's like, think of it as the director's cut.
Oh my god.
Oh.
It has all the DLC stuff that was ever released on the Wii U. That's all included now.
Okay. Those extra levels.
Which is great. Sure. Which it's funny because I've heard people talking about that, you know, their excitement for, oh, Mario Kart on Switch is gonna be great. And then tell me like, oh my god, you can be Link in it.
Oh man.
Ooh, you never got the DLC.
A dummy.
But I'm surprised, I mean, but like, not that many, honestly, a lot of people didn't have the Wii U. Yeah. Or, you know, and then even less time. Got the DLC.
Yeah.
So I think, honestly, it's a good idea that they're putting this out now on a device that's getting well received. Now, and
if you didn't have it
my
before,
question to you is, okay, so the game, I imagine, is the same. Like, right, like it looks the same, it is the same.
Yeah, I mean, a little smoother. I mean, smoother, it's, I mean, a okay. little better in that regard.
Sure. I'm just trying to think, like, okay, I have the Wii U set up still in my house.
Yeah.
And I have a Switch.
Yes.
Is it worth it to me to go and buy this when I have the Wii U version? You know,
like, worth it for the battle mode. Battle mode is the one thing that is 100% different in this game. Because Mario Kart 8 was great on the Wii U.
Right.
Battle mode sucked.
It was terrible.
It was like, I'm on, like, racetracks battling.
Yeah, they took away the balloons, right?
Why are we not in an arena? Like, what are we, what's going on here?
I remember that.
This game, went, okay, yeah, we screwed up.
Sorry about that.
So, all these brand new battle mode stages, you got the balloons back, all that stuff. Lots of new weapons and stuff they brought back, and in every mode, not just battle, but in racing, they brought back the double dash, double item mode. Like, so you can load up two. So it's like, what's the best one for this?
Oh,
you know,
this is getting scenario now.
Okay, but battle mode. Oh, the arenas. There's a new Splatoon arena.
I know that
and
looks
it is,
sick.
It's the music and everything.
That looks so cool.
But it's almost like they literally just dropped it over because you're going down ramps and stuff, and it's wee 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 wee. You know, with all the paint everywhere. So anyway, great rendition, I know.
That was beautiful.
But one of the battle mode stages, it's like they took the feedback so to heart that one of the battle mode stages is literally a great, like an awesome graphics SNES battle mode stage.
Really?
Like the original battle mode stage that you went back then, it's done up in these amazing graphics. And it's like, they had an orchestra do the music.
Oh my God.
So it's this old Mario Kart music done with a full band and like, my brother and I were checking out the battle mode and we were both like, yep, this was worth it for that. Hmm. Like if you're if nothing else, you're getting that game.
Because I have not used the Joy-Cons for a multiplayer game before, so I never turned it sideways. Like, is that? Is it too small? Does it suck?
I got experience with that.
Using one Joy-Con on its own?
Yeah.
I haven't really messed with that yet.
I've played
been using
a lot.
Pro Controller.
I played a lot of Blaster Master.
Yeah.
Or is it Master Blaster? I always get them confused.
Blaster Master.
That has like a multiplayer mode where your second player is like just a reticule that floats around the screen. But that's played with the Joy-Cons turned sideways.
Okay.
And it's doable. You know, it was comfortable for like 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah,
and
I used it on Bomberman.
You know, and then I'm going to take a little break. It is kind of small, but it's very doable even for, you know, my hands.
Okay. Yeah, I did. Like I said, I did it with Bomberman. It was okay. It was fine. I bet it'll be fine.
Okay.
It should handle it fine, I'm sure.
Sure.
But anyway, yeah, it's great.
Cool.
It's great. You know, it's... But the fact that you can take it places and it's got, this is where it's really coming together is you bring the Switch. If I bring the Switch here, I can just hand Sean a Joy-Con and we're playing Mario Kart. It's so great.
Buy another 2-pack and get 4 to bring with you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Someone I know was at the Apple store.
Yeah.
And what's that?
Was it you?
No.
Was your dad?
Sorry.
and they went there and the Genius Bar needed like, we need to go look at something. We don't know if we can replace this.
Uh-huh.
We're going to go look at it. And the guy was like, hey, don't worry, I'm posted up. And this guy pulled out the Switch and played it there. And like employees started playing and like stuff.
Oh,
and it was
shit.
Like, it was like their commercial just, it was
happened.
Like everything Nintendo wanted to happen.
I was thinking fun of that commercial.
Yeah, it was like everything Nintendo wanted to happen just started happening.
No, you can still make fun of that commercial and the guy who played the Switch with all the Apple
good.
Employees.
Thank you. That's, I want to do
still
that.
Hilarious.
It's a little funny.
It was, but it was still funny. Yeah.
As long as they don't do it on a rooftop, then we've reached the full...
Yeah,
as long as you do not play it on a roof.
That's an end of the world prophecy right there.
Don't bring that to like a sporting event. You'll outshine the game. Imagine if somebody smuggled a Switch into the Olympics. Nothing would get done.
Oh, yeah.
I just imagine like older like men seeing that in the Apple store while they're waiting to get their like construction phone broke. Yeah, like their phone they use for work broke and they need to get it fixed. And they're just like, fuck this line. These fucking kids are playing video games with the staff. Like...
What is it about being an old man and seeing other people having fun? Just fucking
jealousy.
Well, there's something, because I experience that too when I get older. I see people like being annoying and they're having fun. I'm just like, shut the
fuck up.
What's up with that? I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know, man.
It's jealousy.
Man, that's I'm not jealous. I don't want to be them. I just don't like that they're having fun. I don't enjoy. I don't know what it is.
I just want to say, though, the two things, though, I wish they would have done in this Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No new racetracks. I was kind of thinking.
Yeah, throw one.
Yeah, let's do some new racetracks. I was disappointed in that.
Well, wait. Also, isn't Splatoon a new racetrack?
That's a battle track.
Those are battle tracks. But in
terms that's not a course? Like the Animal Crossing course.
It's a battle arena.
Oh.
Yeah. So no new racetracks. I should have done that.
I don't like that.
But also, too, this bugged me about the original version. When you win at the end or you get your gold trophy and everything, it's just a screen that tells you you got
it. They didn't fix that?
No. We need some presentation. I'm
they
sorry.
They did that last time. I thought they
people the victory parade.
We need the parade. I know there's a lot of people that'll be like, oh, that's not important. Presentation to me is important.
Especially for
just
Nintendo
a screen
games.
That gives you it's lazy. And I wish they would have fixed that. That's all.
Yeah. That's cool.
There you go. Hey, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors.
Yeah, they deserve it.
They deserve it. I want to say thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
To Kickapoo Joy Juice, one of the finest nectars of a drink money can buy. That's right. Every sip you take, every move you make, they'll be watching you through their Twitter at Drink Kickapoo. If you follow them, you'll be able to get updates at any given moment on where this delicious soda can be found. So go to drinkkickapoo.com or follow them on Twitter and you'll know. And you can order a case or find them on Amazon. I also want to thank MacWeldon.com. MacWeldon.com, one of the finest clothing establishments on the internet.
Yeah.
That's right. If you thought your underwear was awesome, fuck you.
Think again.
Stupid ass.
You haven't even worn underwear until you went to MacWeldon.com. That's right. You've been commando. You've been raw dogging it. Until you go to MacWeldon.com and get it together.
Someone messaged me on Twitter this morning, actually, and said that they heard my recommendation of the Sunday shorts and they got them. That's all they wear now.
Yeah.
And all so they wear.
That I want to say.
They're comfy.
I see you. I'm with you.
By the way, go Sunday to MacWeldon. Use promo code MEGA64. You will get a discount. Get those Sunday shorts because they're
dude,
really
people
comfy.
Are not messaging me on Twitter saying they're getting them. Uh-huh. So
get the titanium underwear. That's more appealing.
Yes.
Never have to change your underwear again.
Dude,
for 5 days.
Yeah, dude.
Titanium.
It's amazing. Especially if you're going to like E3 coming up, you don't want to be like changing.
Yeah.
Go to
or if you're going.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, that's already happening. They're just not wearing those underwear.
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to Vegas or a sex convention. You don't want to soil your underwear after one session.
I mean, in 2 seconds, you got fluids everywhere.
Yeah.
Just get
the titanium underwear. You're covered.
Go to MacWeldon.com. Pick yourself up some. Offer code MEGA64. Gets you an awesome discount.
Hell yeah.
I want to say, and now the last thing I want to promote is, of course, ourselves.
Best.
Shop.mega64.com. You've got great Mega64 merchandise ready to go. I want to make a quick announcement.
Uh-oh.
This last Friday, we put the long-awaited archive hoodies on sale.
Yes.
And they're vintage purple hoodies. There was a lot of people asking when they were going up. We put them up. They were sold out in 9 minutes. 9 minutes.
Which is a record,
that
thing.
For us, I mean, we've had like little Black Friday things
sell
like that quick.
Yeah, sure.
But a regular day, regular sale of a big item, that's a big item, you know? 9 minutes?
We're getting too big.
Yeah, we gotta shut it down.
I agree with Garrett.
I'm on your side.
Hey, people, unsubscribe a little bit.
You know what? Trying to slow it down.
Garrett's been saying fuck the fans for years.
come back. Don't watch next week. Come back a little while later.
Nine minutes.
I'm gonna agree with that.
9 minutes.
But anyway, as you know, as I always say, if something sells out in a day, you had all day to get it. You should have been on the ball.
Yeah.
But when something sells out in 2 seconds, I had people messaging me saying, I went to the bathroom and came back and they're gone. I hate that stuff. So we opened up pre-orders tonight. Go to shop.mega64.com.
Pre-order.
Anybody who wants a hoodie at this point can go and pre-order one now.
Yeah.
And we'll close it. The pre-orders will end probably a week from now.
It sounds fine.
We'll say a week from now. Next Sunday.
And then they'll go into production.
Yeah.
But if you're pissing for longer than 9 minutes, not getting a hoodie is the least of your concerns.
Hey,
so go to a doctor and check that out.
That's a good point.
You always come through at the end with the pre-order. You always make it
well,
right.
Well, if something got a little fucked up. Yeah. And like, you know, they'll get it. People who ordered it obviously on Friday will get it soon, but yeah, you know, they'll get it.
But we always make it, you know, give everyone a chance, which is awesome.
Kevin's been slaving away too. He's been here late.
I know.
Getting all those hoodies out. So
there's a fucking stack of merch that Kevin's shipping out right now. It's
awesome. Ton. Anyway, enough of this promotion stuff. Enough of that. You know, we've been nice to these. Oh, we're nice to our sponsors. Oh, the fans. We care about you. That ends right now. It's time to load our guns. Put your finger on the trigger. Return fire.
All on a beautiful morning. All on a beautiful
serious. Still funny. It's a serious moment.
You know, I'm glad we don't. That intro's perfect.
Yeah. Don't touch it.
I think I nailed it the first time.
I think you did.
Never fuck with it.
Anyway.
It is perfect.
You missed it. You made it 2 minutes.
Return fire isn't guns blazing, we're going to kill you. No, it's reluctant battle. You know? Like,
we don't want to have to go to war.
We don't want to have to go to war, but we will not
There's sorrow in war.
Will not be bullied.
We will not instigate, but we will return fire.
Do not tread on us.
You know what? Just like Hacksaw Ridge, I'm not going to touch a firearm. I'm going to let... I'm going to let Derek do that.
I'm not going to lay down and take
Derek,
it.
Derek, what happened this week? Let us know. Let the people know.
Well, hold on. Before we get into this, if you don't know what Return Fire is, we read the comments on our YouTube uploads. A lot of people always say, don't read the comments.
That's me. I don't read the comments.
Fuck that.
He's fragile.
No, we read the comments.
Dive in head first.
And then we respond to the comments.
Which I think is great because, Derek, you read them, but I don't. So I really have no idea what's coming here. I have no clue.
You know, this all started because I always did read the comments and I would get mad. And sometimes I would laugh, but it was just all to myself. So I want to share that with everybody.
Okay.
Let's load up the first comment.
Can you wear the Return Fire hat, please?
I think you should.
Sure.
That is the official hat now.
he's got it on. All
right, so we have a couple of comments from our video from last week, Games Live podcast. First comment. This gonna replace the Mega 64 podcast? I think this definitely is way better.
Hey, can't argue with that.
You know, right.
To each their own, you know, people have their own opinions. Good on you.
This fucking motherless fuck.
I agree with Gear. I don't know what to make of that. Like, we work really hard on this podcast.
Yeah. I'm not even in the other one.
That one was just us being idiots, slopping food all over our faces.
That's not
a little bit insulting.
But it was fun. Hey, but you know what? I had a lot of fun doing
production
that.
Production value.
That's true.
I'd be down.
Production value is pretty high in that video.
Okay,
To Raithan's credit.
Garrett is a little upset that he wasn't in that podcast. I think we'll come back to that later, maybe. But all right, so
that's next one down.
Okay.
Shot, return fire. One down.
All right.
Fire it up.
Next comment. RLM ripoff. Okay. Ouch. All right. Let's get down to it.
Bang, bang.
What's RLM?
They meant RL Stein.
A
lot of people made this comment, parroted this comment. Basically had the same thing
really?
To say
I hadn't seen.
About our Games Alive podcast. Apparently there's a group out there called Red Letter Media. Apparently we ripped them off with our video. Fuck that. I'm sorry. I will be the first to tell you when I've ripped something off.
We do admit that.
Yeah.
But I've never admitted that because I've never done that.
We did. I mean, the box part was from MC 500.
Well, that is
true. That's the thing.
That is true.
And
you
we
know
set
what?
It up.
I said straight off the bat, we stole the box part from Spike Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever we parody something directly, we always cop to
it. We're always very upfront about it. Now, here's the thing. You may or may not believe this. I've never seen a Red Letter Media video.
I honestly haven't.
I honestly haven't.
Do they like spin a bad wheel of VHS movies? I've seen a few.
Good channel. When I used to do POS TV, I heard people compare it to another show called Best of the Worst.
Yep.
I think they do that.
That's it.
I've never seen Best of the Worst. I've never seen Red Letter Media. I can't say what we ripped off from that video. But also, I just want to let everybody out there know, I don't cross-check everything we write with every video that's ever been uploaded to Red Letter Media.
Yeah, but I was going to say, I had seen the thing that everyone was referencing. It wasn't even...
Yeah, what? Would it
be? Like, they make a commentary on sponsors.
Okay.
But, like, our video had some fucking Looney Tunes-ass gags in it. It wasn't like... you know, theirs is very dry and like sitting there. I had seen that in the past.
Yeah, I'm sure other people have made the correlation of there's too many crates. Yeah,
so I guess the core of it was our video talked about we were sponsored by a lot of crappy crates. I guess they've done that in one of their videos, multiple videos. It's still not clear to me because I didn't go digging around.
It's a premise that could happen.
I know nothing of them. I'm sure they're very nice guys. No beef with them whatsoever.
Of course not.
But I don't know. People can have two similar ideas. That's okay.
I disagree. I think if you are a fan of Red Letter Media, you don't need to watch our videos. We're still gonna hit that million. If you're sitting around watching our videos getting so fucking upset because it reminds you of some Red Letter Media video you saw, then just don't come around no more.
They don't deserve us.
I will say it was frustrating reading that. It was like, I was so proud of that video and I didn't get any feedback that wasn't like, oh, I can't believe you ripped this off.
Again, you guys, don't read the comments.
But it's fine. And, you know, some people thought, too, it was going to be a weekly thing. The video did say episode one. Hey, it was just a one-off. Maybe that wasn't clear, but we do bits around here at Mega 64. If you want to do the same joke week in, week out, same video over and over again, I'm happy for you, but that's not our style.
Yeah. This is back to our video. I did not know what you titled the video until I saw it, and I love it. It's episode one, parentheses, first one, or I forget what you put.
First episode.
That's so fucking funny. That was so funny.
And to the true internet soldiers out there defending us, fucking thank you. You guys are promoted.
No,
now.
Yeah.
You're lieutenants in the army now. Because there were people out there clearly saying the facts, which is Games Alive is a series of videos that have been around for like a decade. So if anything, we're ripping ourselves off, or they're ripping us off. Anyways, yeah.
I don't think anyone's ripping anybody off.
Hey, again, two people can have the similar ideas and not
think about that. Hey, but whatever. We got more comments to respond.
Oh God, we have more. Jesus Christ,
that was number two.
All right, here you go.
Garrett's lazy ass is smoking weed.
What the
That's
fuck?
A comment about where you were last week, because you weren't here.
Oh.
Yeah, you're so lazy.
Talking about podcasts that suck because you're not on them.
Well, the Games Alive podcast.
Not that one, though.
Oh, this you're talking
the
about
podcast. The one. The real podcast.
Oh, that you shot on a Monday while
he's
I was
so
at work?
Lazy. He's like, he's off having fun smoking weed while we're working here.
I didn't know you were a professional weed smoker.
See, these guys defend me for myself. I don't even have to return fire.
Yeah, I got you. My friend.
Yeah, sometimes you guys decide to do the podcast. We'll skip a live cast on Sunday, and usually you make up on Mondays.
Right.
What am I supposed to do? Call in sick?
I think you should. Obviously.
Call in sick from smoking weed. Who's
the fans want you. And
I think more people would miss you here than at work.
You're probably right.
Yeah. And when you don't go to work, the rumors don't fly.
But if I start missing shifts at the dispensary, the girls start stealing, and then no weed.
That's true.
It's fucked up.
Next comment. Oh, this one. All right. So,
welcome to hell.
Here's a response to some of my Star Wars opinions last week. This is very long. I'll read it.
Okay.
He's quoting, he's paraphrasing me, and it starts with, "The trailer was all light side, dark side," end quote. Did you watch it while high on cigs, Derek? It's literally the first piece of Star Wars movie media to focus on the balance of the Force. This is like watching my dad trying to explain any movie that isn't Fast and the Furious. Holy fuck.
Derek, would you like to return fire?
That breaks my heart a little bit that I was just compared to your dad who only likes Fast and the Furious. Ooh, that burns. But I said on the podcast last week the new Star Wars trailer was a little bit underwhelming to me. I felt like it played it safe.
Well, also, I wanted to say, just to clarify our comments, I think because a lot of people were like, well, these guys, they're mad that it doesn't show very much, but they would get mad if it showed too much. I think more our comments were in the line of, we didn't see like a new image. It wasn't that they didn't show. I want to know more of the plot.
Yeah.
It was just, these are just images that could have been from the last movie.
I appreciate
it. You know what I mean? I don't want to know anything more, but even in the Force Awakens trailer, You saw a guy with a fucked up lightsaber. What is that?
Not only that, can I stop you? So anyway. You saw like a Star Destroyer, like decrepit in the middle of the desert. That's shit
that's
from
a new
Star
image.
Wars that has never been fucking explored in Star Wars.
Yeah, just images.
There was none of that in the new trailer. That's what I was getting
at. That's all we were talking about. Anyway.
This sir, and I don't want to call him out too much, was very upset because he left very, very many comments about Star Wars.
A lot of them.
But the only movie to address the light side, dark side balance of the Force
is the one that's not out yet?
I'm sorry, have you seen Star Wars ever?
This is like that article, was it Polygon that wrote, Rogue One is the first Star Wars movie to address that the series is about war?
Yeah.
And then people were posting all these images of like the opening crawl to Revenge of the Sith where it says war.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it literally says exclamation mark.
I don't think,
like, what?
I don't think light side versus dark side is treading into like breaking new ground territory for Star Wars. Yeah. Maybe that's just me.
Now, whenever I see a comment that long, I skip it. 100%
Oh, yeah.
Because
I love it.
Those are the best.
Hey, honestly. Can you imagine the comments you're going to get from him on this podcast? Because get ready, Derek, because they're coming your way.
Well, maybe you should get ready because they're coming your way. What's the next one?
Oh, we got another one?
We're moving on.
Okay. That was the wrong one. Here we go.
Female Sean is fucking hot, dude. Whoa.
Whoa, face. Thanks.
Wow.
A face
app. That was from last week's podcast.
Thank you. You had a face app. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Hey, I'm totally good with that.
You were hot.
I thought.
It would be easier if you were a girl, Sean.
I saw the girl, Sean, and I was like, I could do girl Sean. But then I thought, I would do boy Sean, though, too.
Thank you.
So,
what would you do, old man Sean?
Give me 40 more years.
Okay. Hell yeah.
What are my options now?
That to me is a very. I don't know why that's a compliment. That, like.
You're welcome.
So I'm putting a. A fucked up app in my face makes me, you know.
All right. Well,
thank you. Thank you.
This isn't the podcast where we're supposed to compliment Sean.
Oh.
This is the podcast where we're supposed to make Sean angry.
Yeah.
So let's go on to the next comment.
Oh, yeah.
Next comment.
Oh, two comments. First one. Okay. Quote, wow, we're 15 minutes over. I'm not going to edit the podcast. Then a follow-up comment from the same guy
who
commented about Star Wars.
Oh, no.
Guys, I need to beat my kids before they go to bed. We got to wrap this up now. Respond.
How dare you say that I hit my kids?
Here we go. Uh-oh. This is what we were waiting
for. We're talking about Star Wars. This is just a little like dumb debate about fucking nothing. Now you're saying I hit my kids?
Why you hit your kid, Sean?
Why the fuck would you put that out there? Dude,
did it.
There's some things that you just shouldn't fucking say on the internet, and maybe this is one of them. And this is, you know what? I always thought Return of Fire was just a fun segment, but was it important? And I guess it is important, because maybe you should have this reflected back on you and look at this and say, do I need to be putting these fucking thoughts out there in the world? And the answer is no. There you go. Fuck that. Fuck you.
Wow.
I would never hit my kids.
And your response to the first comment, wow, we're 15 minutes over.
Yeah.
I'm not going to edit this.
I watched that when I was editing, and I was like, I was being a little baby about it. So I agree with that first
one. Hey, look, he's level-headed.
I agree with the first
props.
Good.
Props for that. He could have gone into a rage there. I think there's still some under the skin a little bit.
No,
but he's keeping it contained.
Even
who's the Hulk? Bannon?
Bruce Bannon.
Race Bannon, or what is his name?
Race Bannon.
He's Race Bannon. He's like, banter. I'm controlling it. You know, he could be the Hulk, he's not.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it.
Respect that.
All right. Return fire, ladies and gentlemen.
There was. Return fire. Hey,
let's talk TVs and movies.
Yeah.
I want to real quick just say the movie that everyone kept like pushing me to see.
Yeah.
Hey, Rocco, watch this. Please.
You finally saw it.
I saw it. You know what? I'm going to say a little comment about M. Night Shyamalan.
Okay.
I think this is probably the only podcast on the internet that has spent time praising him.
Ever?
I'm going to do it more.
I like
him. Hey, I like Split, and it's his return.
M. Night Shyamalan. I really enjoy, and I think a lot of the like ugliness around his films and a lot of the anger around his films, I'm going to throw it back. Some of that's on the audience, because I'm going to say this. I'm not in any way defending. He makes the most amazing movies. What perfect films. Not in any way. But to me, some of the reactions I see, because someone I know even just saw a bunch of Shyamalan movies and were just raging about how stupid they were. And I just think this just sounds like someone going to every WWE show and going, this is ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? And I think, because I think back to when the three of us went to all his movies.
Yeah.
I would. I wasn't going into a movie. I was going into a Shyamalan movie.
Right.
Now, yeah, I like, skipped fucking Last Airbender.
It's like Twilight Zone. It's like Tales from the Crypt.
Right.
Yeah. You're going to see ridiculous shit.
It's cheesy, but I'm excited.
And I, you know, I saw someone review talk about The Village the other day. Like, oh, that fucking movie had potential. And then they ruined it. Well, that's the problem is you went in thinking, what potential? I went in for a Shyamalan movie.
Yeah.
And it was such a Shyamalan movie. I had such a good time. Anyway.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
That movie gets shit on more than most of his stuff.
Yeah.
That and Lady in the Water seem to get the most hate.
Well,
and I think those two might be my favorite because the fantasy element, especially of The Village, it's a little unbelievable maybe, but the practical effects of those costumes that the monsters wear.
Yeah,
when
right.
you don't know what's going on in the character's adventure, it is fucking frightening and suspenseful, and I loved how they made that movie.
The problem was that trailer for that movie was very scary.
Yes.
Very scary. And the movie wasn't as scary as
that. I will say the marketing very much hurt those movies,
too. Oh, really?
Too, because I remember the marketing. I remember seeing Signs, and I was elated. I just I had such a good time.
I love Signs.
And, man, the trailers for that sold people something else.
Yeah.
It was alien invasion. We got to go against them. You know, and they didn't get that at all. It was not, so a lot of it, I didn't mean to make it sound like I blame everybody.
To what you said, I didn't really like The Village or Lady in the Water. Mm-hmm. I like M. Night Shyamalan, but I feel like those were too much in the, trying too hard for a big twist at the end. But with his most recent movies, like The Visit and Split, I feel like, yeah, he's learned a lot as a filmmaker. And he's not making those kinds of movies anymore.
No.
He's making better movies now.
I think that the bottom of the barrel was The Happening.
Oh, yeah.
That was like...
I still had such a good time with you guys.
I like The Happening better than the other two movies.
It's terrible. I disagree with that. I think those other two movies are legit good.
But I enjoy The Happening, like, ironically.
Yeah. Completely.
I had fun with it, but it's not on the top tier. Like, his early stuff, maybe those two.
The Sixth Sense and Signs are the best.
So you haven't seen Split?
No. I want to, though.
Oh, man.
I want to talk about the big twist.
I still don't want to spoil it, but I just wanted to say it was pretty good. I couldn't believe where it went, and the ending of that movie was I brought it because I want you to borrow it, because the ending of that movie, as soon as it was over, I had the scenario in my head, is if we were writing that movie, I would have suggested that ending. I would have been like, what if blank, and Derek would have went, Sean, do you have a real idea that we can do? That was immediately what played out. When I saw it, that would have been
in that room. Yeah,
like
you just so here's no. What I saw at the end of that movie. I was on the edge of my seat cheering. Holy shit. I can't fucking believe I'm seeing this right now. And I immediately thought, like, I want to go tell Rocco to go watch this movie just for this ending. Yeah. For nothing else.
So, yeah.
Even because I thought, like, I don't know if he'll like this movie, but I know he will love this part of it.
Mm. Yeah, but overall it was, hey, so here's, yeah, with Shyamalan, we don't need to give him any more big budget stuff. He proved he couldn't do that. Like After Earth and like Airbender and all that.
He did that After Earth movie.
Yeah, that's not good.
I didn't see that.
But man, keep giving, this movie's made for $9 million.
Yeah.
Keep doing that.
So let me tell you, I looked it up. He's doing a follow-up to Split. He completely intends to continue with this story, and I am stoked.
But you know what? This makes sense because I don't need a $200 million episode of Twilight Zone.
No.
But a $9 million one, that works out fine.
Just keep – I really think he found his place because he talked about it. I watched some behind-the-scenes thing, and he's like, yeah, it was just kind of finding your love of filmmaking versus how many cranes do we need.
Right.
And it's like, yeah, just keep on that path. And I would rather him make 50 more movies that way and half of them suck. Okay. You know, it's like, I don't know. I'd rather see everything on that level. You know, it was fun seeing something on that level where it's just like, look, it's not about, you know, I don't know. I just think even when his shit sucks, I would still rather there be a guy like him making that shit instead of we're all making the same fucking thing over and over. You know, like, I don't know. That's all I'm coming from. I'm, you know, Not defending him any more than that. I just anyway.
But well, man, I'll watch it. I'll watch
it. Wow. Yeah, I brought it for you.
He's making his comeback.
Anyway.
Cool.
Hey, I saw this weird thing. This isn't on the agenda. I forgot to put it up there, but I saw this weird thing. I showed it to you, Rocco. Kirsten Dunst made a music video about a decade ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just perusing YouTube and found weird fucking video. Yeah, you know, from Marie Antoinette, the actress, blonde. She was in Interview with the Vampire. The
girl. Yes. Oh, Spider-Man. Yes.
Spider-Man, yeah. Multi-million dollar salary.
She hasn't done much lately, though.
Really. Well, that might be because this music video came out a few years ago.
Oh.
Where she covers turning Japanese.
And, the vapors.
Yeah, and goes to Akihabara, Japan, and is all dolled up.
Oh, no.
And it's just, how is this not, like, more made fun of in the culture we live in?
Avril Lavigne did something that was
Hello
made
Kitty
fun of.
Or whatever,
yeah, Avril Lavigne got torn apart for doing the exact same thing. Yeah. And this, I'm pretty sure, predates that video.
Wow. That's maybe why.
Maybe it does. Maybe.
This is such a strange, like, weird little nugget of weirdness on the internet. Check out Kirsten Dunst turning Japanese on YouTube.
Good song.
Yeah. Song rules.
It the came original. Out like 8 years ago, and I think the world just forgot to make fun of her for it. So do yourself a favor. Look it up.
Forgot.
Seriously, right. we're gonna call her on this now.
I got you.
We're gonna catch you. You almost got away with it.
Kirsten.
Yeah, let's get her.
Check out that video.
Go after
and
her.
What's funny, there's an unrated, uncensored version that is linked to in the comment, in the info of the real version.
Is that on Vimeo?
It's all on YouTube, so if you want to see, like, boobs and butts and all that.
Wow, what kind of video is this?
The link to the unlisted version is in the info for the real one. Okay. Turn in Japanese. I saw a lot of weird shit, but we don't need to go into it. I don't have to recommend everything I saw.
No.
Sure.
Hey, but I did start reading a new comic book this week. Doesn't really happen that often, but I picked up the first three issues of Scarlet Witch. Is anybody here?
I know about it.
Famous Marvel character, yeah. But yeah. I've never read any of her separate books.
Is she famous? I don't know.
She was a big thing in the House of M, which was an arc that I was really, really into.
Yeah,
she is now in the Avengers stuff.
Isn't that Scarlett Johansson?
No,
it's Magneto's daughter.
Really?
Yeah. No. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't know where the new stories
you
are.
You can tell me.
Historically,
I don't know.
Yeah. Historically, like Marvel 616, it's Magneto had two kids, Quicksilver and what's Scarlet Witch's real name? Emma.
No, you're thinking
something Maximilian. I can't remember.
Yeah, Wanda.
Wanda Maximilian.
Maximoff. Yeah,
Maximoff.
So she can do psychic stuff.
Oh.
And there was a whole House of M arc where she kind of had a mental breakdown because of her kids dying. And she was like having a fucking mental freak out and went like, no more mutants. And then almost across the whole globe, like all the mutants just lost their powers.
Huh.
And then there was a whole long arc of like the few guys who still had stuff going through the world.
So I was just in comics and stuff perusing, and they have this new thing where for classic comics, they'll sell you like the first three issues for $3.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
The comics and stuff at the closest mall here has like a big section for it. So there were so many to choose from. I just picked up Scarlet Witch. I read the first three issues. It was pretty cool. The very first issue was kind of underwhelming. And in my opinion, the art was like, almost like somebody's high school notebook, like real, like I was very underwhelmed with it. But then issue number two was beautiful and super artistic.
Really? One issue went to a different artist?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then the third one had a different artist too. And issue number two was set in Greece and she was taking on like a version of the Greek Minotaur, and all the panels were laid out kind of like a labyrinth, and it was super creative.
Oh, nice.
I really enjoyed it. I wasn't sure if I was going to continue reading it, but then hearing what you've just said, it sounds
she's a cool character.
Sounds and more interesting than those first three issues led on.
They're pumping her up in the Marvel movie franchises now. Like she was in Age of Ultron, you know what? And then she's
Beckett knows about her. He keeps talking about Scarlet Witch. So
they've been losing her.
I might have to go start watching the movies
now.
Oh
fuck.
Hey, so I started reading Scarlet Witch. It's pretty interesting. I may continue with that, but that's what I'm reading this week.
All right. Well, I finally caught up on The Leftovers with Rocco. And then there's one airing literally right now, so watch that one later. But he is right. It is Lost in a good way. If you liked Lost at all, watch this fucking show before it's over.
Yeah.
I got to check this out.
It's so easy to catch up on because it's only 20 episodes total until now.
That's what's the most appealing. Yeah, you guys told me how little of it there is.
And it's over in seven weeks.
It's over in seven weeks. Like, just
watch it now, and then so we can get the finale together or something like that. Because it's so great.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, I can't say that enough. Yeah. I mean, oh my God.
Anyways, so that's that.
Are we over?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
No way.
But I'm not mad.
How much over are we?
13 minutes. There's a clock at the bottom of the screen.
I mean, like, really only like 9 minutes.
Dude, has that clock always been there?
Always been there.
I've never noticed that.
It's always there.
We could have easily put a timer on the screen.
I would.
No.
No.
And we'd never go over.
I was going to get a clock right there underneath the TV so we could all.
I see that clearly right there.
I'm looking at the TV. Eric, your Windows is off. Half hour.
What else can we talk about?
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's keep going.
We did so good.
I played Lovers. It was fun.
Talk that. We are a video game podcast.
Well, it's been on Xbox. Now it came out for PS4. And it was an indie game we saw at some fan gamer parties at like PAX, where you fly around in a little bubble ship. And there's up to four people can move to different turrets, different shields and things.
Lovers on an infinite space-time.
That's right? Like the full name, right? They had to shorten it, I think, to put it on PlayStation. But yeah, that's out. Actually, we were playing an Xbox One.
Oh, cool.
Super well-polished from where we played the demo.
Nice.
Really cool.
We'll have to check that out, maybe for a friend to mention coming up, because it sounds like a fun multiplayer game.
That would be.
Fan game. Fan gamer, a lot of times when we do a convention, they give us like a pamphlet, like, hey, any shirts you want of ours. And there's something, I don't know the game, I just like the design of the shirt, mm-hmm. and I have a shirt for that game.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just thought it was a really cool design, so I bought it. Oh, no, they gave it to me. So I'll play it now, and then I'll know what I'm wearing.
There is a YouTube channel that I've been following very closely. I love it. It's called Bancroft Documentaries. It's a bunch of, like, weird documentaries from the BBC, and they, you know, they're full documentaries on YouTube. I watched one this week about people who can remember every single day of their life.
Oh, I've heard of that. There's an actress that has that.
Who is that person? She was in Taxi, maybe?
Yeah, she could do it, but this isn't about her. This is about two other people. Mm. Scientists debate if it's true or if these people really exist.
Because you can't really prove, was it a Wednesday? Did it rain?
It's hard to prove, but at the same time, they interview these people, and it's like, all right, so tell me about this day. Let's be like, it was Monday. That was the day Big Brother season 4 premiered. And these people just reference it, and they're like, this guy is fucking...
Yeah. I believe that for sure.
It's crazy.
It was a super fascinating documentary. I can't remember the name of it, but look it up. I remember every day of my life or something like that. Person remembers every day.
I think I have the opposite problem of that.
There's one woman on it, and she's fascinating. I love her. I think she's so funny and interesting, but there's such a sadness to her.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And I feel like... Yeah, if I remembered everything that ever happened to me, I would probably hate the world so
much.
Not
only that,
more.
But like you remember like conversations word for word, all the hurtful things people say that you just block out or forget. You remember
so
every
what she was saying. She's like, imagine things people said to you when you were 8 years old that really upset you, and 20 years later they came true, and you see, you see this timeline of everything in your life and. How you could have gone this way, but instead I went this way and it led me here. And then this bad thing happened. And you think back to every event that kind of forced you to that moment. And she's like, it drives you fucking nuts. She's like, if you could see inside my brain right now, I have it all up there right now. I could see it all this moment.
And you know, let's say like a loved one dies. You can remember that day minute for minute for the rest of your life. And you don't want to remember like all that shit.
Yeah, and she's like, stuff people said to you 20 years ago, they don't even remember it. I am still upset like they said it to me yesterday.
But I think you gotta want to recall those painful memories to actually endure that feeling and that emotion. You know what I mean?
So here's what they explore in the documentary.
Live in the moment.
At one point, a scientist says, this is not super memory. That doesn't exist. These people don't have that. These people are self-obsessed and self-absorbed, and they have a...
Well, that would make sense for an actress.
They have something in their brain that basically they're obsessed with their own lives, and they can't stop thinking about themselves. And then it cuts back to Judy or whatever her name is, and she's like, she looks so fucking pissed off. And she's like...
Well, she'll never forget that.
And that's what I thought. I was like, you just insulted the wrong person, dude. This is the one person who's never going to forget that shit. That may seem insignificant to you, calling her self-obsessed. She's going to think about that every day for the rest of her life.
That. Jeez.
I thought it was really fascinating. Please check it out. Bancroft Documentaries, I believe, is the channel. They have all kinds of awesome stuff. They have another documentary about a five-year-old who exhibits serial killer tendencies.
Wait, is this Cat 5?
No. Basically, this kid kills all pets with no remorse. And his mom doesn't know what to do about it. And she took him to some doctors. And the doctors...
Don't get more pets.
The doctors told the mom, they're like... At no point ever leave this child unsupervised. And I know you have two younger daughters. Oh, and I'm telling you right now, he should never be left in a room with those younger daughters. Ever. And the mother is just like, this is a living nightmare.
What
and
the fuck?
She's like, I want to love my son, but I am really scared.
And now he's five.
Yeah,
when he's super young. What happens when he's 20?
That sounds awful.
Check him out.
13. Dude, when he's 15.
Well, that's the whole point. They want to put him
in
like therapy.
It's like the terrible twos. It goes away.
They want to fix him before it gets too late.
Dude, that's Michael Myers.
It really did remind me of that. Oh, yeah. It really reminded me of Halloween.
Wow.
Well, on that note, thanks for watching.
Kiss your kids.
Before we go,
yeah,
I want to say, said this on Twitter just the other day,
that'd be good.
Speaking of serial killers, we're going to be at Anime Expo and RTX.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people probably assumed we'd be there, but we're going to be at both. We're not doing this splitting up bullshit.
Nope.
You're going to see us all at both shows, Anime Expo and RTX. There's a solid day between both events happening.
One day's all we need.
Yeah, we need 24 hours to rest, and then, we'll
do it all again.
So we're going to do, you'll see us at both.
First? AX?
AX.
Anime Expo.
So you'll see us bright-eyed, bushy-tailed.
Yeah.
RTX folks, we're going to be fucking
We're going to look like fucking...
We're gonna go from Los Angeles, soak up all those vibes, soak up that aura, drink it in. We're going to take that energy, transplant it to Austin.
Exactly.
Finally make Austin for once.
Make it plastic, fake.
Yeah, bring some of that LA vibe to Austin. I know they've been looking for that.
Yeah, they need it.
So we'll get that...
into that
in there, but anyway, so we're going to be at both of those shows, and as always since the beginning of Mega 64, of course we'll be at San Diego Comic-Con.
Of course,
gotta go.
No doubt we'll be at Comic-Con, so you know, stay tuned for more on that, but of
I'm
course
sure you all have your badges there. Already and we'll see you there.
Good night.